But nobody had any money. Everyone just on the same wavelength as yourself, you know.
But you started to see a bit of improvement when the electricity came in. Like,
all everything kind of changed after
that. It changed the whole world, you could say.
Changed the whole thing, sure to heavens. And younger people, you know, they went on for different things like computers and one thing and another, you know. And I suppose they had a better life everywhere, you know. When we would come in from school, you'd be lucky to get a couple of spuds for your dinner, and you wouldn't be starved anyway, you know what
no,
I mean?
No.
But there were no elaborate stuff. There were no women galloping to shops buying tinned food and stuff like that. You know, you'd go down the street and you'd buy in the evening, well, you were so close to the shop, you see, it was nearly shopping every evening or every night. A quarter of tea, 2 pounds of sugar, half a pound of butter. There were an old one had a shop down the street there, and you'd cut the half pound of the lagging butter just through the paper and all the way across, you know.
Yeah.
They're two big long nails, and you see the track of the two fingers, and like that, and it was cut through the butter, and you see her licking the two fingers.
She wasn't too worried about hygiene, or?
No such thing as hygiene at all.
No complaints and coming back.
You would go down then, and you'd get a lock of stuff for your hands, pullet, or whatever it was, and washing soda, and that time there'd be maybe a bag of flour standing in the corner, and the women would be baking a scone or pancakes or that, you know. And it was very seldom you seen a loaf coming into a house, you know. It was
all home baked.
Yeah. A scone on the oven and the coals on the top of the lid, and maybe a pan scone, which would be a lot flatter, and then pancakes during, you know.